At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
God is at work in your life, preparing the way for your breakthrough. Therefore, know that your breakthrough is coming, and when you begin to expect it, everything changes. Today, I want to explore with you the amazing power of expectant faith. I will share three key perspectives that will build your faith to expect God to move mightily in your life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, have you ever watched a farmer patiently wait for the rains to come so their crops can grow? The farmer tills the soil, plants the seeds, and then waits expectantly, knowing the rains will come in due season to water the earth and bring forth a bountiful harvest. In the same way, when we expect our breakthroughs from God, it completely transforms our outlook. As Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, just as the farmer anticipates the rain, we too must nurture our faith, fully confident that what we hope for, though not yet seen, will surely manifest. Let us stand firm in the belief that our breakthroughs are on the horizon, beckoning us to hold fast to hope and to trust in God's perfect timing. As we align our hearts and minds with His divine will, let us prepare to receive the blessings that are surely coming our way. Now, let us explore three key insights that will strengthen your faith as you await your breakthrough. Number one, the attitude of expectancy. My dear friends, an attitude of expectancy means living with an eager anticipation, watching for God to show up in every situation. It's a mindset that says, "I know my God is able, and I trust Him to work in my life." Just as the prophet Elijah sent his servant to look for rain 7 times in 1 Kings 18, verses 41 to 44, we must keep looking to God in faith. The scripture tells us, "Then Elijah said to Ahab, 'Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain.' So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, 'Go up now, look toward the sea.' So he went up and looked and said, 'There is nothing.' And 7 times he said, 'Go again.' Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, 'There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea.' So he said, 'Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you.' Elijah didn't just pray once and give up. He persevered in prayer and with expectation until he saw a small cloud, the first sign of the coming downpour. In the same way, we can't just pray once and then get discouraged if we don't see an immediate answer. We have to keep seeking, keep knocking, keep asking, knowing that our loving Father hears us and will answer in His perfect way and timing. Expectancy is not a passive, wishful thinking, but it is an active engagement, leaning in to hear God's voice and obey His leading. It's a childlike trust that takes God at His word and believes He will do what He has promised. When we live with expectancy, we position ourselves to receive the blessings and breakthroughs that God has in store for us. We don't get caught up in the discouragement of temporary setbacks or delays, because we know our victory is sure in Christ. As Romans 8, verse 28 reminds us, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." Expectancy keeps us anchored in this truth, even when our circumstances look bleak. It's the confidence that says, "I don't know how God will do it, but I know He will make a way." Think about the story of David and
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. When all the Israelite soldiers cowered in fear before the giant Goliath, young David stepped forward with unwavering faith and expectancy. He declared in verses 45 and 47, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." David's confidence was not in his own ability or weapons, but in the faithfulness of his God. He expected God to come through for him, and that expectancy fueled his courage to run toward the battle. My friends, what giants are you facing today? What impossible situations loom large before you? Let David's story inspire you to face your giants with expectancy, knowing that the same God who delivered David will also fight for you. Your breakthrough is not dependent on your own strength or resources, but on the limitless power and unfailing love of your Heavenly Father. As you trust in Him and lean into His promises, He will make a way where there seems to be no way. When Jesus visited His hometown of Nazareth, the people there saw Him only as Joseph's son, the ordinary carpenter. Their lack of expectancy and offense at Jesus limited what He could do in their midst, as Matthew 13, verse 58 says, "And He did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief." My friends, let's not make the same mistake as the Nazarenes by putting limits on what we think God can do. Instead, let's come to Him with open hearts, ready to be amazed by His goodness and power. Expectancy is a key that unlocks the miraculous. It's the faith that moves mountains and parts the seas. So let's cultivate an attitude of expectancy in our lives, knowing that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, as we read in Ephesians 3, verse 20. Let's wake up each morning with a sense of anticipation, declaring the words of Psalm 118, verse 24. "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Let's approach each challenge and opportunity with the confidence that our God will show up and show off his glory on our behalf. As we fix our eyes on Jesus and trust in his unfailing love, we will see his hand at work in our lives in remarkable ways. Our breakthroughs are on the horizon, my friends. Let's expect them with unwavering faith. Number two, aligning our expectations with God's Word. My dear friends, as we cultivate an attitude of expectancy, it's crucial that we align our expectations with God's Word. We can't just expect God to do whatever we want, based on our own desires or fleeting impulses. Instead, we must ground our expectations in the truth of Scripture, knowing that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, as we are reminded in Isaiah 55, verse 9. When we expect God to move according to His Word, we can have unshakable confidence, knowing that He is faithful to fulfill every promise. One powerful example of aligned expectations in the Bible is the story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20. When a vast army came against Judah, Jehoshaphat was faced with an impossible situation from a human perspective. But instead of relying on his own strategies, Jehoshaphat aligned his expectation with God's word and promise of deliverance. He declared his trust in God's power and sovereignty, expecting victory even in the face of overwhelming odds. My friends, what battles are you facing today? Are you facing challenges that seem insurmountable from a human perspective? Just like Jehoshaphat, you may be feeling powerless and outnumbered. But I want to encourage you today to align your expectations with God's Word, no matter how impossible the situation looks. As 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4 reminds us, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." When we trust in God's promises and expect Him to fight on our behalf, we will see Him do the impossible. Another powerful example of aligned expectations is the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho in Joshua chapter 6. God gave Joshua a seemingly ridiculous battle plan: to march around the city once a day for 6 days, and then, on the seventh day, to march around it 7 times, blow the trumpets, and shout. From a human perspective, this plan appeared completely senseless. How could marching and shouting bring down the strong walls of a city? But Joshua chose to align his expectations with God's word, no matter how foolish it seemed. He trusted that if God said it, it would come to pass. And just as God promised, when the Israelites followed his instructions, the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. My friends, sometimes God's plans for our breakthroughs may not make sense to us. They may seem foolish, impractical, or even impossible. But when we choose to align our expectations with His Word, we will see Him do the impossible on our behalf. As 1 Corinthians 1 verse 25 reminds us, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." When we trust in God's wisdom over our own understanding, we position ourselves for miraculous breakthroughs. Another key to aligning our expectations with God's word is to seek His will above our own. So often, we come to God with our own agendas and plans, expecting Him to rubber stamp whatever we've decided. But true expectancy means surrendering our own desires and trusting that God's plan is better than anything we could come up with on our own. As Jesus modeled for us in the Garden of Gethsemane, we must be willing to say, "Not my will, but yours be done," when we lay down our own expectations and yield to God's perfect will, we position ourselves to receive the very best He has for us. This doesn't mean that surrendering our expectations to God is always easy. Sometimes, His plans may look very different from what we had in mind. We may experience disappointment, confusion, or even pain as we let go of our own dreams and desires. But we can trust that our good Father is always working for our ultimate good and His ultimate glory. As Psalm 84, verse 11 promises, "No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly." When we align our expectations with His word and His will, we can have peace, knowing that He will lead us into His very best for our lives. So, my dear friends, let's take some time today to examine our expectations in light of God's word. Are we expecting things that God hasn't actually promised us? Are we clinging to our own plans and desires rather than surrendering to His will? Let's ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any areas where our expectations are misaligned and to help us trust in God's perfect plan. As we do, we will find our faith strengthened and our expectancy renewed. Remember, God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It guides us into truth, wisdom, and righteousness. So let's fill our minds and hearts with the promises of Scripture, knowing that our God is faithful. As we do, we will see Him move in power and bring forth the breakthroughs we've been longing for. And number three, persevering in expectation. My dear friends, there is one more crucial key to experiencing breakthrough: perseverance. We cannot give up or lose heart when we don't see immediate results. We must continue standing in faith, knowing that God's timing is perfect and His promises are sure. There are several men and women in the Bible who persevered in their expectation of God's faithfulness, even when the wait seemed long and the odds seemed impossible. Consider the story of Hannah in 1 Samuel 1. Hannah was a woman who desperately wanted a child, but year after year, she remained barren. Despite her disappointment and the taunting of her rival, Hannah never lost her expectation that God could and would answer her prayer. She continued pouring out her heart before the Lord, trusting in His goodness and faithfulness. And in due time, God granted her the desire of her heart, blessing her with a son named Samuel, who would become a mighty prophet in Israel. My friends, what are you believing God for today? What promises are you holding on to, even though the wait seems long and the obstacles seem great? I want to encourage you to persevere in your expectation, just like Hannah did. Don't give up on your breakthrough, even if it takes longer than you hoped or looks different than you imagined. As Galatians 6 verse 9 urges us, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Your due season is coming, my friend. Keep sowing seeds of faith and expectation, and trust that God will bring forth a harvest in His perfect timing. Another inspiring example of perseverance and expectation is the story of Jacob in Genesis chapters 25 to 32. In Genesis 32, we read of Jacob's remarkable encounter with God, where he wrestled with the angel of the Lord all night long and refused to let go until he received a blessing. Jacob emerged from that night forever changed, with a new name, Israel, and a renewed expectation of God's favor on his life. My dear friends, you may be facing your own wrestling match today, a situation that feels overwhelming, a promise that seems impossible to hold on to, a breakthrough that tarries. But I want to encourage you to hold fast to your expectation in God, just like Jacob did. Don't let fear, doubt, or opposition cause you to let go of the promises that God has spoken over you. Choose to cling to God's word, even when everything around you seems to contradict it. As you persevere in faith, you will find that your struggles are producing something powerful in you, shaping you into the person that God created you to be, strong in faith and unshakable in your trust. So, don't lose heart, my friends. Don't let discouragement or doubt rob you of your expectation. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that your God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or imagine. Keep declaring His promises over your life, even when your circumstances look bleak. Keep praising Him for His faithfulness, even when the answer seems slow in coming. As you persevere in expectation, you will see God move in mighty ways. So don't give up, my dear friends. Your breakthrough is coming, and it will be worth the wait. He has amazing plans in store for you, plans to prosper you and give you a hope and a future. Trust in His perfect timing and keep holding fast to His promises. Expect your breakthrough. Our God is faithful. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. And for those of us who want to exercise faith like Elijah, with great expectation, I urge you to pray this prayer for 7 days. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart overflowing with gratitude and expectation. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Author and Finisher of my salvation. Your love is endless. Your power is limitless. Your mercy and faithfulness endures forever. Lord, I bow before you in worship and adoration, declaring that there is none like you in all the earth. I thank you for the countless blessings you've poured out on my life and the lives of my loved ones. I am grateful for every breath I take, every beat of my heart, every provision and protection. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you now, asking for your forgiveness and cleansing. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness, anger, and resentment, and trusting you to bring justice and restoration. Father, help me to align my expectations with your word, trusting that you will do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or imagine. In the name of Jesus, I break free from the chains of disappointment, delay, and doubt, declaring that my breakthrough is on the way. I rebuke every scheme of the enemy that would try to hold me back or steal my expectation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the forces of darkness and command them to flee. For greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Lord, I raise my expectations to see your goodness in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare breakthroughs in my finances, trusting you to meet every need according to your riches in glory. Help me to find fulfillment and success with the work of my hands and to make a positive impact in the world around me. I trust you to bless me abundantly, enabling me to be a blessing to others. Lord, open doors of opportunity for me that no man can shut and promote me for your glory. I declare breakthroughs in my health, speaking life and healing over every cell in my body, and believing that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I declare emotional healing over my life, praying for your peace, which surpasses all understanding, and asking for resilience to overcome anxiety, worry, and depression. Lord, I declare breakthroughs in my relationships, asking you to bring reconciliation, restoration, and divine connections that will strengthen and encourage me. I also seek spiritual breakthroughs, asking you to deepen my faith and understanding. May your Spirit guide me into all truth, unlocking new realms of wisdom and intimacy with you. Almighty God, I thank you for the protection you have placed around me and my loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and no plague shall come near our dwelling. I am grateful that you send your angels to encamp around us, and your favor surrounds us like a shield. I speak blessings over my loved ones, declaring that they too will experience the breakthroughs you have in store for them. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement, standing as one in faith and expectation. In the name of Jesus, we declare that every chain is broken, every yoke is destroyed, and every burden is lifted. We claim the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus, and we receive the outpouring of your Spirit upon us. Fill us afresh with your power, your wisdom, discernment, and your direction. Lead us forward into the great plans you have for us, and use us to impact this world for your glory. We rebuke every attack of the enemy against our minds, our bodies, our loved ones, and our destinies. We reject all negative words aimed at our breakthrough and blessings, and declare that every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We plead the blood of Jesus over every area of our lives, and we trust in your supernatural protection and deliverance. Lord, we ask that through your Holy Spirit, we may be empowered to live out the breakthroughs you have given us. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us, and that nothing can separate us from your love. We give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the thanksgiving, for you alone are worthy. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.